are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Welcome to Serious Growth Podcast. I think the theme that I'm going to have, the title I'm going to have for this episode is going to be the To the Edge of Death and Back. I had someone sent me a link yesterday. Every once in a while I get these. And they sent me a link. And it was a Platts and myself training. And man, when I saw that video again, it's been like 35 years. And when I saw that video again, you know, I think we all have a tendency of remembering things that are traumatic in our life. And at least that's the case with me. And that period of time with Platts was horrifying. I mean, that's the best way to explain it. It was like going to the edge of death, time in and time out. I can remember three different times where I think that I have been to the edge of death. I've seen it. The first time that that happened to me was when I got injured in football, and I ended up in a hospital, and I had my last rites given to me by a priest. And so that was the first time. The second time was when I was found in the back of my truck at the gym because I was training. And I was found in the back of my, I had put the tailgate down and I was just lying there. And one of my clients found me there. And I got to tell you something, here's what it felt like. I'm pretty sure that because there's been like other people that's had their accounts of like thinking that they've been that close. And I remember it felt like I was passing away. I was in the back of I had a dream of burnout is what happened. As I took it just too far in my training, which is very similar to what I was doing with Platts, by the way. But I remember that I took it so far that I blew out my adrenals, and I just went to the back of my tailgate, and I laid back, and I still remember that feeling. It was so peaceful. It was incredibly peaceful to the point where I was okay just letting go. I think I was actually passing away. Some crazy ass shit, but I believe that's it right there. And then of course the third time was when I dealt with these strokes that I had, very close then. I mean, the doctor even told me I shouldn't be here today. And you know what's, but looking back at the days with Platts, I mean, I watched that video and I started getting tense inside. I can feel my body contracting, my mind grinding, or my teeth clenching. It was that traumatic. It's hard to explain that to somebody, you know, and it's not normal. I get that. But the thing about it is, and Platts talked about this all the time, you have to give it your all. Give all of yourself when you go into training. Because, you know, you have to understand, this is much different. This ideology and this mindset that I'm talking about to do bodybuilding, it requires that type of thinking. It's not normal. Some might think it's even sick. But that doesn't change the fact. If you want to compete at that level, this is what you have to do. You have to scare the shit out of yourself every time that you go to the gym. When I was training with Platts, I assure you, there was a part of me that it scared the shit out of me because we were taking it so far. Now, maybe we weren't taking it so far each time that it was going to kill you, but potentially it could. Platts passed out, I think, more than one time in his career when he was training, because he just wanted to take it to just a little bit further, because that's what we keep thinking, a little bit more. I have to give a little bit more. And it becomes a way of life. Platt said it best. Welcome to the pain zone. It's where we live. And I can assure you, I'm speaking for most bodybuilders who have been to this level. I think they can totally relate because not many people can.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief and the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
But you have to be willing to push that envelope and keep taking it to that edge. There will be consequences. I know I've had them with injury. That's when you get out. Luckily, I know Platt pulled some, I think he tore his pec. I mean, but when you go into the gym, in the back of my head to this day, because this mindset and this thing that I'm talking about would back in those days, 35 years ago. I mean, you have to actually see the video to know what I'm talking about. I can't explain it to you how intense it was. But once you get to that level, once you go there, it never goes away. I'm 67 years of age. I'll be 67 in a couple of 2.5 weeks. That mindset is still there. It's still fucking there. I'm constantly having to check myself, but that part of me has to go into the gym and give it all my all. One of the best things that I've done, I wish I would have learned this sooner, but you know, sometimes you just can't learn things, especially in a linear fashion, not in this sport, not in life, I don't think. Because one of the things that's been really detrimental in a real positive way is me learning how to be alone with myself for 10 to 15 minutes. I'm always my drive to work is about 20 minutes from where I live. That's one of those times where I start. It's deep thinking. I'm having a conversation with myself. And I'm thinking about things like, for example, the training that I'm going to be doing. But the point is this, I'm sitting down and 15 minutes, I'm just in deep thought. It's in a trance. Because the things that happen when you are training at this level, like I said, I'm still training at this level. My goal is to redefine what this age looks like. You know, my dad said to me one time, I'm going to tell you something, my dad and my grandpa and people that have been around that lived life, they know stuff because they've been around longer and they're wise. They have wisdom. So my dad was mostly right when he told me things. And the one thing that I want to identify was, I remember when I was competing, my dad would tell me, you know, when you get older, you're not going to do this anymore because you just won't have that mindset to do this. And I remember that conversation with him and I remember the response that I had. And I told him, I said, I think you're wrong. I think this will be something to some degree and to a large degree that'll always be, you know, maybe I'm not going to be competing, although I did compete at a later age at 50. I would have, if I hadn't had these damn strokes, I would have kept competing probably just out of curiosity at different ages. Because like I said, I'm interested in redefining what is considered the normal for these ages. It's not everybody's goal. It doesn't matter. It's my goal. Because I've always been curious about how why the physiology has to break down. And even though logically I know why, but there's things that one can do to keep that, you know, if you want to keep extending that, I want to be competitive. I want to be viral or viral, whatever that word is, at any age, the quality. But here's what my dad didn't take into consideration. And I learned this from one of my coaches. They said at a football game that we were playing, it was in high school, and the team that we were going to be playing was much bigger and much faster than we were. And one of the kids talked about that. You know, this was like before we went on the field. And all the coach said was, he said, you can't measure the size of a heart. And I'll add something to that, and desire. But that coach said something that was so telling. You can't measure the size of a heart. So my dad, you know, what he was saying was kind of based on his wisdom, because he knew that as you get older, in fact, your mindset does change. It does. But that doesn't necessarily have to mean that's a bad thing. And what I do know is that the thing that's kept me going all along, I'm so excited about my training these days, all these years later. I'm so excited, not just because I'm able to train, because I got to tell you something, it has a little extra special meaning for me because, you know, I don't know, 11 years ago, I couldn't lift my own body weight because of what happened to me. That happening to me like that gives me a whole different sense of what this all means to me because I'm back. And I got to watch it because I'm back. I'm pretty damn strong. My body's responding like I didn't think it would. So I'm excited about that. So don't let somebody, I guess maybe part of this, the message here is don't let people talk you out of something that you are curious about, because I think that happens a lot. And I do realize that, you know, that it's hard to fool Mother Nature, meaning, look, it's by our own nature that we're going to age. I get that. And it's hard to fool her. But I have to tell you something. You must fool her. You will never win the long game. Mother Nature will win out. Okay. We are going to age and we're going to die. That's the reality of this. We don't know when. You know, when I'm training now, I have to tell you, if I'm being really honest with you, I'm excited about all this training I'm doing, but I think about this sometimes, like especially in my moments of deep thinking. And it scares me to think this way, but it's like, is this the day? Because we don't know. You know, am I pushing it too hard? Especially because I had this happen to me. And even with all that being said, that's not enough to deter me. Because I know that deterrence, that fear, if I let that fear overtake me, I'm dead. I'm dead already. I'm dead. I'm not that person that is going to retire and garden and do all the shit that supposedly normal people do. I'm not that guy. But I do have to deal with fear. We all do. What do we do with that? What do we do with fear? Well, something that's easier said than done is that you have to learn how to use fear as a gauge to monitor how close you are to that potentially death or getting injured. But you have to learn how to play in that environment and be productive. You have to use fear as fuel. That's kind of the bottom line. So if you want to change your body, and we know this, the people that have been to the level that I have been, high level of competing and training all these years, we know that in order to make our body do extraordinary things, especially as you're getting older, it doesn't get easier. It wasn't easier at 40. It's no easier at this age in other words, to try to get a response. It doesn't, or a result. It doesn't matter what that is. In my case, I'm always going to be a freak about putting on muscle. I love the idea of putting on muscle, probably because it's so damn hard to do. But that shouldn't deter me from wanting to do that, because that's life to me. So you got to push the envelope. You got to go against Mother Nature, even though Mother Nature, as I mentioned, at the end of the day will win out. That's okay. But in the meantime, you go against Mother Nature. If you want to get extraordinary results, because, you know, as you're, most people know that when you're getting to whatever your potential is, whether it be, if you're getting closer and closer to the potential of what your body will do as far as putting on muscle, you don't know that. So don't have the wrong mindset to begin with, because that's what people do. They have the wrong mindset. And that, for me, all that's telling me is that that person is sabotaging their potential result. Yeah, we all have this potential, but don't fucking put a ceiling on it necessarily. That doesn't mean that you live in la la land and you're not dealing with reality. No. Anything that's hard to achieve is unreal at the beginning. I remember going into Gold's Gym when I was 6 years into my training and seeing those guys that were at that level at that time, high level. I mean, my first response was, so fuck no, hell no. I'm like, there's no way. That's wrong-headed thinking. And that doesn't mean that you don't respond to that, but just don't use that as an excuse. So when you're trying to fool Mother Nature, keep this in mind, because this will minimize the chances of you going over the edge, whatever that may be, burnout, adrenals, injury, death. Okay, let's just call it like it is. But you're going to have to try to fool Mother Nature by doing something for 2 to 3 weeks, perhaps. Extreme. Maybe it's cutting your diet down so ridiculously low to get a response. Why? Because maybe you've done things to your metabolism where your body is, especially as you're getting close to your that last 5 pounds or that putting on maximum muscle, that you've done to your body where it's almost impossible to do. I mean, it's by its own nature, that's going to happen anyway. But people fuck up their metabolisms all the time. And sometimes you have to go against the grain temporarily to try to get a result. Which leads me to something that I want to address today. So much of the stuff that I like to talk about is very near and dear to me, because as a personal trainer and a coach, and this is kind of an open letter to most clients that are out there and most trainers. And I just want to say this, because I still work with clients to some degree. I still see what clients do to themselves. Some clients, and again, this is trainers, they have just enough information to know exactly how to sabotage results. For those clients that are coming to me or coming to any trainer because you want to get in a certain shape, something especially that's extraordinary, I'm going to tell you something right now for those clients and for those trainers. Unless you have competed in several bodybuilding shows, I assure you, you don't know shit about how to take your body to the next level. You don't know what you don't know. And when you're a client, and again, you're a trainer, applies to both. When you're coming to somebody like myself, and you're wanting to get a certain result, with all due respect, I don't give a flying fuck what you think that you should do. I don't give a shit. And I see that again with due respect. You have no fucking clue where you need to take yourself. Yeah, you may be training for lots of years, and you may have put yourself on a diet. Let me tell you something. All you've done, unless you've been on that stage several times, over and over again, unless you have dieted down for a show pre-contest, you have no fucking clue. You're just practicing. You're just fucking practicing. It's like practicing for war, because it's war in the gym, just another version of it compared to being in war. That's the difference. So when this the people that are working with you, you come to us because you want to take it to the next level. And when we propose something that you should be doing, don't start saying all the reasons why you don't think that you should do that, and you've been around long enough that this is not going to work. Fuck that. Fuck that. Let us do our job. If you can't understand that, then you don't belong with somebody who's got this kind of background. I'm not just talking about myself. I'm talking about any person who has been that many years in the trenches. You don't know what you don't know. Follow the goddamn process. Just follow it. Get out of your own fucking way for just a moment. You're going to suffer. Oh, yeah, you're going to suffer. That's what separates the boys from the men and the girls from the gals. And I'll leave you with this. Because I do say this with respect. I do. I just want to communicate that you're really getting in our way for you to get results. At the end of the day, as a personal training coach for you, I will capitulate. And I will tell you, look, at the end of the day, you have to make you as a client, trainers, same way. It applies to both. You have to make that decision that you're going to own this. You can't do it for your coach. Fuck that. Fuck that. You make that decision. Because, you know, at the end of the day, when you go in with a negative attitude instead of a positive attitude, even though it's beyond your thinking of reality, you're dead in the water. You already failed. I know that. I fucking know that. And anybody who's been around long enough knows that at this level. Thought is the most powerful thing. If you are not willing to push that envelope, and even though it seems unreal, you can't think negative. But at the end of the day, I will tell you this, as your personal coach, I'm speaking for all personal coaches out there. And trainers, wake the fuck up, because most of you are just pissing me off anyway. At the end of the day, client, you pick what you want to take on. I'm telling you what you need to get the result that you want. You pick. At the end of the day, you're the client. You make that fucking call. I will tell you this. I know for a fact that you're not going to get the results that I'm going to get with you. I know for a fact. You think about that. And for you trainers that are working with clients like that, because you're going to have them all the time, you need to exercise tough love. You don't have to be an asshole about it. You need to exercise tough love, because that's how it really works. Otherwise, go back to your training, the way you're doing it, the way you've been doing it. But if you want to know what the problem is, look in the mirror and you'll find it. And the thing that you should always remember is this. And again, you can look at this, what I'm going to tell you, and then go look in the mirror. Results reflect the struggle. Results reflect the struggle. If you're not happy the way you look, well, that tells me something pretty immediate. You're not struggling enough. You may think you are, but you're not. You're not. I don't give a fuck what you say. You're not. Until next time, Serious Growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.